Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You think a Mariner fan is capable of having a nice little Tuesday?
Good question.
You think maybe a Mariner fan, was like, he got engaged? Or maybe got a promotion at work. There's not a single Mariner fan today that's having, like a true Mariner fan that's having a good day.
Maybe there might be, not this one.
You could maybe have a good day, but simultaneously, you don't feel good, right? Like that, we all know that feeling. Yeah. That is a tough feeling. It really is.
I literally shed tears coming in today.
I saw it in his eyes earlier. When I got in, I came in. I was like, "Oh, Schultzy, man, I'm so sorry." And
he's still wearing a headband, though.
A little emotional.
Our little Mariner gremlin welled up.
Yeah.
So I know the feeling. We've all been that. We've all had gremlin. That feeling, and it really sucks.
It does,
especially that. You know what that? You know that moment when you wake up, and you're taking inventory of what just happened. You know, like how you just kind of you shake off the cobwebs, and you're like. Did that really? And then you have to relive it all again, like right when you wake up, because you're processing it all. That's the worst.
Do you know, like, if I had to explain, like, if aliens came down and we were trying to explain the human experience, I might have a harder time explaining sports fandom than just about anything else. It's like, well, are you part of the team? Well, no. Like, do you have any affiliate? Well, no, I decided to root for some laundry in a game that doesn't really, just explaining the game in itself, and then the idea that it ruined my whole day and actually physically hurts me and wells me to tears and can lead me to a deep, like, seated depression because some other dudes in laundry beat my guys in different laundry. It's such a fascinating thing, and yet you can't, and everyone knows how silly it is to let it ruin your day, but you can't help it. You can't. It's like telling a depressed person not to be depressed. It doesn't work.
And then the aliens are like, well, everything else must be really bad. And you go, yeah. It is. This is all I care about. That laundry.
And then they ask, well, if all it does, like, but more often than not, you feel good, right? And you're like, no.
Not
like,
really.
99% of the time, it's like this. And they're like, then why do you do it? And you're like, I don't know.
Because shut up.
The little modicum of positivity. That's a tiny bit.
It is a good question. Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Because we find entertainment in it. Because that sports are the best reality show of all time.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah. I will say, fair. I used to be way worse. I've told the
story. Well, I think as you get older, you put it in. I think you just get better perspective on it as you get older.
Mine was the 2009 Stanley Cup Finals. The Red Wings were a team that I was fully vested in, still am, but they lost, and my kids were very little, and they were watching with me, like, on the couch, and it ended up being a floor game. And the Red Wings lost. I did not handle it well, and I remember my wife at the time, my late wife, gathering the kids and being like, we need to leave Dad alone, and like picking them up and removing them from my presence. And I remember like looking around and being like, what am I, like, really? And my wife just like giving me the look like, you need to bring it down, like the kids are a little freaked out. And like having that, like I think that was the last time that I really had one of those, like it changed me forever. when your kids can't be in your presence, you might want to reevaluate some stuff. And I can laugh about it now, but at the time it was bad. And it's one of those, like, why does this bother me so much? Why am I so viscerally angry?
Somewhere along the way, they got our hooks in us.
Yeah.
How that happens, I mean, I think with college, it's pretty easy because most of the time,
you go there yeah.
and you become a fan. It's your school pride.
Yeah.
But, you know, like for me, it was the Royals. Growing up, we'd go to the ballpark.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with Georgie and
fell in love with some laundry and a red ass named George Brett.
God, I loved it.
Yes.
And so I don't know.
It's one of the weirdest parts about being a human being. And yet you can't really picture your life without it, or you don't want to picture your life without it.
Well, and there's also, you know, look, we're all sports fans here and we do a sports show and that, you know. There's a lot of the world that thinks all of this is absurd.
Yeah.
And they're right.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are smart.
Well, that's why I got
like, why would you even care about that? I don't know.
Yeah, but they've got something else that they're just as, you know.
People are, exactly. Yeah. Whether it's sports or some other sort of hobby.
Yeah.
Everyone's got something like this.
Yes.
That's why I got into sports broadcasting, though. It's why you guys got into it, right? It's fun. Like, it's the entertainment and the removal from, like, real problems. Like, my Mariners losing the World Series, is that a deep hurt for me? Yes. Is that a problem for me? No. There's pain, there's emotion, but it truly does not affect me in the way that, like, real-world news does. So let me just clear that up. Like, it's not like I'm sitting over here being like, oh, my God, my life's over. It's not. My sports life is really essy right now.
But it does, though. It does affect, because you are having a terrible day because of your team.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Whatever political headline that drives you crazy, or whatever, doesn't affect you the way this does.
Well, I'd rather...
So it does affect you way worse.
I'd rather suffer through this than any political heartbreak. So, like, this is fine. Do we welcome, like, being heartbroken by our teams? Of course not. But hey, that's the game we're playing. That's the situation. I'm like, hey, someone's got to lose, right? I don't know.
I love this, Schulte.
I don't know.
I'm trying.
Schulte went on some rant there and then realized he got to the end. He couldn't stick the landing. He's like, I don't know. I
going to bring up the Blazers 2000 collapse in game seven as one of my first heartbreaks. And I go back and watch that game to this day, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not sure I can ever watch this Mariners Game 7 loss again.
At least Mariner fan, like, you, like, as someone points out, soccer fans, like, burn buildings down. Remember when the Canucks lost in the Stanley Cup Finals and they set their city on fire, and that's the Canadians. Like,
well, if you go over Europe, too, it's
it's a whole different...
It's a whole different level because it's country pride.
Country,
right?
or religious, or
your local town.
Yeah, and that's a whole... like,
that's another level.
That's road flares and, you know, we're going to kill someone. That's a whole... like, believe it or not, we Americans actually have a pretty... even, like, Yankee Red Sox fan, we have a pretty good grasp on what, on keeping things in perspective versus the rest of the world. And that's saying something.
Here's a text that said, saw this in a tweet today and it hurts. 2 years ago, the Mariners declared a goal of winning 54% of their games. Since then, their win rate is 53.87%. If they had won last night, it would have been 54.17%.
Is that true?
I don't know, but it sounds
true. Oh, my God, I want that to be true so bad.
I want
to
die. I just want to die.
Okay, Schulte, we don't need
it's all right.
We don't need to die here.
Not literally, but like that. You just shot it through my sports heart, man. God.
You poured a little sports heart.
RJ's in. I've been in a funk all day.
Yeah, so back to the question. I don't know if a Mariner fan could have a good day today, short of something really cool happening to them.
And I wonder, like, even if something really cool happened to
you're still like,
you're happy that something cool happened, but at the same time, you're like,
you win the lottery and win the lottery, and you're like, oh my God, I just won 100 grand. And then you remember, oh God, but Springer hit that home run.
Like, I'm pretty sure today, like, Olivia Dunn walks up, like, hey, it's like, dude, my wife.
Yeah, not today, Olivia.
It's like, no. It's like, my wife and her want to have a threesome with you, Jordan. No, like, today.
Not today. Olivia, just go away.
Okay. Like, I don't know about that.
Don't have time.
Don't you see my headband? I'm a Mariner fan.
I do appreciate that Schulte still wore his like, full-on, like, he's going to take BP, his Bryce Harper outfit.
The other thing, too, I noticed this last week about Schulte, is that chain is a Mariner chain. He's got a chain around his neck. It's a Mariner chain.
Yeah, yeah, so this actually was my wife's gift to me for our wedding day. I don't know. Some couples, like, they do, like, wedding day gifts to each other.
Is it like a compass?
Yes, it is literally. It's got the... Yeah, it's the compass star.
Oh, my God.
And then it's got a black diamond in the middle of it. So, and she got it because of the Mariner's compass. So.
And here's
that,
a Bills
and that
fan.
Was your wedding gift?
Yes. I mean, well, like, directly from my wife. Yes.
I think we're now seeing why Schulte is so distraught over there.
Yeah, we get it.
So I'm a Bills fan, this text says. I didn't even watch the infamous 13 Seconds Live, and it still broke me.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Bills.
Oh, I can
Well, we talked about this last week as well. Of all the heartache for sports fans, Bills might have it the worst.
Mm. Four Super Bowls in a row?
Four in a row.
And then the 13 Seconds?
Have not been back since.
No.
The 13 Seconds, they're good every year, and they don't get there. They have a great fan base. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
Like, that might That's be tough. As bad as it gets.
No offense to Mariner fan. Yeah. Bills fan might be. You want to talk about being close. Imagine,
four in a row.
Imagine Schulte getting to the World Series four years in a row.
Schulte, you would die. You would not.
No.
You would not live
you
through that.
It.
I might keel over.
Someone said That's my true. Buddy's a diehard Mariner fan and hasn't texted me back yet. Yeah.
Might he doesn't want to text you.
But you might send a, welfare check. Well, that'll be like 48 hours from now. You'll get one and just be like, yeah, man, I just, you know what? Just having a day.
Actually, can I say shout out to the Northwest 23rd Coffee people with Dutch Brothers. They gave me a free, they called it a bad day drink.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Today, I pulled up and they recognized me there in all my Mariner garb. And they're like, dude,
here you go.
So
on
sorry.
The house.
Yeah, yeah. It
hey,
was
that's
actually
fantastic.
Really cool.
Good
so
for them.
That, yes. I think that actually got me emotional. It was like, you know what? Thank you. Like,
I'm guessing Schulte's just emotional today. I'm guessing Schulte's going to have at least 6.5 cries. That's the over under.
Probably. Oh, speaking of which, the headband, shout out to P1 Kyle. He came up to me while I was at game one of the ALDS, and I forgot to shout him out on the air. So he found me in section 309, and big listener of Primetime and 105.1 The Fan.
Were
so
you wearing the headband
you,
at the game?
I was, and I'm pretty sure my wife and I have agreed that I'm probably the only one out of 47,000 fans that's actually wearing a headband, so I'm easy to find.
This is an interesting one, because now people are bringing up, like, the Music City Miracle, and how, because that, obviously, that was the Bills, too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, my God.
They lost, right?
They lost, yeah.
Yeah. Was that Frank Reich's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it Frank Reich?
No, it wasn't Frank Reich. That was the Tennessee Titans, the ones that pulled off the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was the
Frank Reich was
ripping
like the biggest comeback.
Of. Yeah, that was the biggest comeback. Yeah. And the Bills were on the positive side of that. But no. What is the most painful sports loss of all time?
Mm. Well, you got to wait. So it has to weigh more. For the bigger the game. So,
yes.
So we start with Super Bowls and World Series Game 7s,
yeah.
right? Or NBA Finals Game
Can 7. I bring up, because the Red Sox hadn't won one yet. Like that, the curse had been going, the Aaron Boone one.
Why?
For Sox, they hadn't won a World Series yet. And to have that go down the way, I mean, that's an all-timer. To have it be the Yankees that do it to you.
But they weren't even in the World Series
No,
yet.
That wasn't the World Series, but. they hadn't won a World Series yet. They were still living the curse of the Bambino. And yeah. that was supposed to be the one that got you over the hump. I'm just trying to think of what could be the most painful sports yeah. loss of all time.
I'm sure that one hurt. Which of the Bills Super Bowls was wide right?
That was the first one.
It was the first one.
That was Scott Norwood.
Yeah, because I was going to say maybe the fourth time the Bills lost. Like, dude, four times? I don't think we talk about that enough. They went to four straight and lost all of them. So they lost to the Cowboys.
And that, they lost to the Cowboys twice.
And then they lost to...
They lost to the Giants.
Washington.
And they lost to the Redskins. And the Giants was the first one.
And that I think was Norwood.
That was Norwood. I think that was the only close one because the Redskins... The Redskins, I don't remember the score, but the Redskins thumped them and the Cowboys blew them out both times. So the only one that was close was the first one, and that was the wide right Scott Norwood. Yeah, so it went, I'm pretty sure it went Giants, Skins, and then back-to-back Cowboys. So believe it or not, it got worse. Each loss got progressively worse. So maybe it's, which is the worst one? The one that broke your heart with the wide right or the fourth culmination of, oh my God, we've been blown out for the third straight year.
I mean, Bills fan could chime in, but I don't know if we have any of them listening, although except that we did have the one.
What about Bill Buckner, 86 World Series? That was game six?
That was game six.
Where it went under his legs?
You still had game seven. And by the way,
Red Sox were up, I think, at the time.
They were.
Yeah, but not in the series. They were up in the game.
No, they were up in the series, too.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you have a couple of NBA shots that were probably just daggers, like the Ray Allen shot.
Yeah, the Sean Elliott with the heels, too.
Yeah, that was the Blazers, wasn't it? Sean Elliott, I thought, stuck a dagger in the Blazers at one point.
Yeah, I think that was
that
Spurs
wasn't
in 99 or 2000.
Well, he had two. He had. Yeah. I think he had more than one.
Yeah.
You have the, Derek Fisher shot. That won the whole damn, didn't the Derek Fisher shot win the whole finals?
Did it?
For the Lakers? It was like the last second.
Well, I know Ori hit a couple. Fisher had one. Yep. If you're a Jazz fan, you got the Jordan pushing off of Byron Russell.
I think that, speaking of Blazers, that Shaq dunk, that's a big, in the finals though. So.
No.
Yeah, but that was a pretty gut-wrenching one. Like, you're asking, what is the most gut-wrenching sports loss?
It was there.
They were up, how many points were they up?
They were up 14 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and blew it.
Yeah.
They made two shots.
It said Vikings, Gary Anderson hadn't missed a field goal all year, and that Vikings team lost in the title game. With a Gary Anderson missed field goal to the Falcons of all teams.
Yeah, the missed field goal, there is something painful about that.
The missed field goal is bad. That's just that.
Because you're in position.
You're in position. The walk-off homer, Joe Carter, if you're a Phillies fan, Mitch Williams, the Joe Carter. That one hurts. It's just so, I don't know what would, I'm going to do
dude,
a little.
The Springer home run's going to be up there.
It's going to be.
As I'm thinking through this, it's like, geez, man, the Mariners have never even been to the World Series. They have a 3-1. They were eight outs away. And then of all the players to come up to the plate and rip their heart out, George Springer, the old Astro?
George Springer.
Dude, that's bad.
It really is.
I hate him.
And like you just, everyone had a sense. Like it just.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I got sick. I felt it.
You felt it?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Then when they came to bat in the eighth and ninth, were you like, oh, this is over? Or were you like, oh, I think they can rally here?
So
they only needed a run.
It was wacky. After they got out of it there in the eighth inning, the seventh going into the top of the eighth, I think there was still some vibe in the stadium. And then the broadcast or the stadium missed Randy Rosarena grounding out for the first out. So by the time the TV came back on for everybody, there was already one out in the eighth. And at that point, I'm like, F it, it's over. Like, I was upset. And actually, I heard Dirt say this morning, and it was a great point. I was upset that they could not somehow manage to get a runner on first, because then you could guarantee in the ninth inning, Cal Raleigh's at least going to see an at bat.
Yeah.
I just had that. It was just a sinking feeling because I thought they were going to Munoz, and and I don't think that's what cost him the game, but I don't know why I was sitting there and I was like, dude, this just has a bad, it just had a bad vibe. And then when he hit the ball, it was just like, that's all I said was, F. But it wasn't like a surprise. There was like an evil, that was a Final Destination, like premonition, like the Mariner fans can't have nice things.
What about the Falcons Super Bowl loss to the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, 28-3.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's got to be bad.
Falcons, again, never having won a Super Bowl, and you're up 28-3 over Tom Brady, and you find a way to gack that
pretty
away.
Pretty bad.
I mean, Seahawks 1 yard line, right?
That's bad if they hadn't won it
had won the previous year.
I'll never forget my dad when Tom Brady started his whole run with the Patriots dynasty in what, 03 or 04? Whenever that Super Bowl was against the Rams, and what was it, a minute 20 left, the Rams went ahead with a touchdown, setting up the Adam Vinatieri eventually winning field goal after that nice minute-long drive by Brady down the field. Like, my dad's like, well, there's too much time. I don't know if that's a big lore moment, but starting a career of the greatest quarterback of all time, like, I'll never forget that. That's
well,
for sure.
Tell you what, if you're a Pacific Northwest sports fan, you've had your share of heartache. You know, somebody brought this up earlier when we were talking about the Mariners, but you know, the Blazers, when they lost in 2000, the thought was, oh, they'll be back. Mm-hmm. They'll be back. Good team. They'll be back. And they didn't. Nope. They didn't get back.
No. Nope. What's the old? What is the? It's the Field of Dreams. Moonlight Graham saying that, you know, everyone always thinks that there'll be another day, but you don't realize that today could be the only day. And you just never know, man. You just never know. You're right. A lot of those teams never get back. And then other ones like the Kansas City Royals, right?
Unbelievable that they did that again the next year.
Yeah.
And won it.
And won it.
It was really shocking.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those you always want to believe that it's going to be okay, but you know,
but
by
the
Mariners, way, I looked up, someone did a stadium talk, the worst loss of all time. And there's some golf ones on here. They've got Greg Norman at the Masters.
Yeah. They Sean Vandeville.
Yep. He's number four at the British
that
Open.
That was bad.
That one was bad. Made me take off his shoes and going into the water.
I think he only needed a double bogey and he made a triple bogey.
They were already engraving his name on the jug on that last hole. When he decided to hit, he took his socks and shoes off, waded into the water. Whoops. And by the way, he never won a major tournament. I mean, that was his only time. They got the Cardinals 10, Rangers 9 on here.
Oh, that went to a playoff. I'm talking about Vandeveld. That, I didn't know that. I was thinking he blew it right there on the 18th hole, but I guess it went to a playoff. He lost, he was up 3 shots on the 18th tee.
Ooh.
And it went to a playoff. He made a triple.
So
yeah, so he only needed a double.
Only needed a double. So they got Cardinals, Rangers. They got the Mets, Red Sox. That's the Buckner game, and they put. I guess this is kind of weird because this isn't heartbreaking, but apparently Georgia Tech beat Cumberland 222-0 in football at one point. So it's kind of odd.
Yeah, but I mean
that's
I,
not. Yeah,
I think
just, that's just a bad
I think
loss.
It's way worse to lose a 28-3 lead.
Yeah.
And lose the game than get beat 220-0.
Yeah. Well, I don't really remember all the details of the Cardinals and the Rangers, but that was the one where they were down to like their final strike like multiple times, right?
Yes, I think yes. Because the Rangers had a couple in there. The Rangers have had some low-key heartbreak.
I want to say that the Cardinals were like, they were down to their final strike like multiple times.
Yeah, that was the
said, Texas Rangers made history on this night, just not the kind of history anyone wants to be talking. They made the first team in history to be one strike away from winning the World Series twice.
David Freese.
In the same game and lose. Yeah. David Freese delivered the crushing blow both times, hitting a game-tying triple in the bottom of the ninth and then a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. And then the Cardinals went on to win the series in 7.
Famously turned down an invitation to the Cardinals Hall of Fame, David Freese did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were going to elect him into their like team's lore, and he said, I appreciate the gesture, but I don't feel like I'm good enough.
Strong no.
So they went with, just according to this list, so they went, besides the stupid football blowout, they went Mets, Red Sox, Buckner, they went with the Cardinals, Rangers, they did the British Open, old Jean, and then they did the Chris Webber timeout game, North Carolina, Michigan, where he called timeout and they didn't have a timeout. They got Bartman on here.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, they got the Patriots intercepting the ball at the one on the Seahawks.
How did we miss Bartman?
Yeah.
Because you brought up Aaron Boone. I would argue Bartman, that was worse because the Cubs were the lovable losers and like that, and they were the better team.
It's the only one that involved a fan, though. Like everything else you're talking about, it just, to me, that doesn't even qualify, but I guess I get it. I don't know.
And well, they just think the heartbreak of it.
And then they've got Greg Norman, Patriots, Falcons. You know, the one they don't talk about, we don't talk about much because it's not an American thing. We were on the winning side of it. But that Russia loss to the United States in the Olympics, they're, like, that changed an entire country. Like, that Russian team, that may be the most crushing loss in the history of sports just from the Russian perspective of it. I mean, that's... that's the equivalent of our Super Bowl champion losing to an average group of college players.
And there is a discussion on the most painful sports losses of all time. I got to tell you, last night was...
it's up there, man.
I don't know about all time, but it was... Well, I do. I mean, it's. I think it's in the conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.